Governor Jay Inslee's possible presidential campaign is getting some financial backing. He recently created a political action committee, and we've been reporting this morning he's raised more than $112,000 since October in order to explore a run for the office. KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been covering the governor's potential bid in 2020, along with Jim Bruner of the Seattle Times. And Austin joins us live this morning. Austin, you were able to talk to the governor this week. What's he telling you?
Yeah, we spoke with him for about half an hour. And Kristen, I think the timing is important because he's just stepped down as chair of the Democratic Governors Association, where he really had to speak for that organization and be focused on governor's races. By the way, Democrats picked up seven governor's seats in the 2018 election. But now he can talk a little bit more freely about what he's thinking for his future. He emphasized that he's not a candidate for president yet, but he did confirm a report in the Hill newspaper earlier this week that he will probably decide by April. He said he's listening to people, looking at doing our, quote, due diligence to determine the right approach. He says in the coming months, he may indeed travel to early voting states like Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. He said, it will not shock you if I'm traveling to those early primary states. By the way, Republicans are already getting out ahead of this, too, saying that Inslee has no signature accomplishments. He's a talker who is more focused on public posturing than fixing the problems. That's a statement from the state Republican Party yesterday.
All right. Well, this is coming out this week and you've been reporting on it. I'm interested in your impression, not just of what Inslee said about a possible run, but how he said it. Was he pretty energized by the idea?
He seems very energized by the idea that climate change could be a signature topic, not just for him, but for the country in 2020. I mean, he's saying that his political action committee, even if he doesn't run, that money will be spent to try to make climate change a more high-profile issue. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about the governor is, in some ways, he's sort of like an end times preacher wrapped up in a Labrador, you know, kind of upbeat, but also constantly predicting the end of times. But, you know, he's been talking about climate change for so long. One of these days, it's going to be a front and center issue. He's trying to make it that for 2020, trying to tee it up. And he's once again trying to tee it up for the state legislative session upcoming, which is really his next immediate focus. Actually, frankly, it's his budget rollout, which is going to happen next week. That will start to be the teeing up for the session.
Well, that's another question I have. How will a potential run affect the upcoming session and the business of the state?
Well, I think that this is a session where the governor's interest in potentially running for president will absolutely be an overlay, and people will be watching his actions through that lens. It's also true that he's going to need some wins coming out of this if he wants to hit the national campaign trail. And so he's going to have a climate package. It sounds like he's moving away from a mechanism of pricing carbon. He's saying now that there's no silver bullet, there's just golden buckshot. So a bunch of approaches to try to tackle carbon emissions and climate change, moving away perhaps from pricing carbon. But he's going to look to these bigger Democratic majorities in January to help him get some signature issues passed and moved across the finish line, which heretofore, at least on climate change, he hasn't been able to do.
So a possible presidential campaign does mean a lot of travel. And you were mentioning that he said he may be traveling to those early states. And there have been some complaints from state lawmakers about the amount of money spent on the governor's security detail when he's been on campaign-related travel. And now you're reporting there's a bill that's been filed to limit that spending. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's right. So Jim Bruner and I a couple of weeks ago reported on the fact that the governor's travel was taking a toll on the State Patrol unit that protects him, both on their budget, but also just physically. I mean, it was wearing them out. They're asking for more money and an additional body to be with the governor in the coming 2-year budget. Now, the 4 state Republican House members have introduced a bill that would try to limit taxpayer money being spent on security for the governor when he's traveling for political purposes and instead create some sort of fund that the public could contribute to if they want to help defray the cost of security. I don't see this going anywhere with Democrats in control. And as Bruner mentioned in his story, the governor holds the veto pin. But yes, this seems to be it's going to be a topic of conversation because it is expensive. He takes 2 troopers with him. They are required to be with him at all times. It's state law, but it's airplanes, it's hotels, it's rental cars, it's all that stuff. There is an apparatus that goes with this governor, not a huge one, but it is costly, and I don't think this issue is probably going to go away, especially if he's going to run for president or be traveling to explore such a possible bid.
All right. Well, this issue keeps evolving. Austin, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.